From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The CEO and former chairman of the Bezeq has been arrested in Israel. Luis Ramirez has those details.
The Israel Securities Authority has been investigating Bezeq over possible fraud and financial reporting offenses. Israeli media reported investigators were now looking into allegations that Bezeq received benefits in return for enabling favorable media coverage of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Shlomo Filber, a former director general of the communications ministry, and former Netanyahu spokesman Nir Hefetz are also being held. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
The White House is signaling it is open to expanded background checks on potential gun buyers. Bill Gello has that story.
President Donald Trump is an outspoken supporter of gun rights. But after last week's shooting, White House officials say he supports a bipartisan plan to strengthen background checks. That legislation would not impose new restrictions on gun purchases, such as the AR-15 rifle, which the Florida shooting suspect legally purchased. Nearly 70% of Americans favor banning assault-style weapons, such as the AR-15, according to a 2017 Pew poll. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Washington.
Syrian monitoring group and paramedics say at least 98 people were killed in government shelling and airstrikes on rubble-held suburbs of the Syrian capital Monday. Some people were still trapped under rubble. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling was the deadliest in 3 years. This is VOA News. Iranian state television has aired the first images from the site of an airplane crash in southern Iran that killed 65 people. Bronwyn Benito has more.
The footage shows the plane crash site against the side of a snow-covered mountain near Yasuj, some 780 kilometers south of Tehran. Iran's Revolutionary Guard also released a still image of the site, captured by one of its drones, which it said showed corpses in the snow. The Osman Airlines ATR-72, a twin-engine turboprop used for short-distance regional flying, went down on Sunday in foggy weather. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Grace Lee reports that South Korea and the United States will announce plans before April for a postponed joint military drill. This comes after a temporary thaw in relations with North Korea during the Winter Olympics.
Seoul's defense ministry said Tuesday it will reveal plans for this year's exercises with the U.S. before April, and officials say talks to stage the drills are now moving forward. When the drills were delayed, the North agreed to come to the games, and eventually that led to an invitation for the South's President Moon Jae-in to meet with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. But if drills start up again, that prospect may be at risk. North Korea denounces the annual drills as preparations to invade.
That's reporter Grace Lee. The UN Children's Fund reports newborn babies in some of the poorest, most dangerous countries in the world are up to 50 times more likely to die than are newborns in some of the world's richest, safest countries. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
A survey of 195 countries finds a shocking disparity in the mortality rates of newborn babies in poor and rich countries, and most of those deaths are preventable. On average, it reports 27 deaths out of 1,000 births in poor countries, compared to 3 deaths out of 1,000 in rich countries. While Pakistan is the lowest-ranked country, the survey notes 8 of the 10 most dangerous places to be born are in sub-Saharan Africa. Japan tops the rankings with only 1 newborn death out of 1,111. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Ana Gabriel, a leading Catalan politician, has vowed to carry on advocating for Catalan independence from her current base in Switzerland. Former Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont and 4 members of his former cabinet have also ignored a court summon late last year and are in Belgium. Canadians Tessa Virtue and Scott Muir took to the ice one last time and produced a dramatic interpretation of Moulin Rouge, flawlessly executing their 4-minute program, and earned them the gold medal in ice dancing Tuesday at the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.